So a guy we knew in Tampa years and years ago went to our church. His name was Brian Gaston. Now, Brian was a gourmet, a true gourmet. He knew everything about every restaurant in the whole Tampa Bay area. He even did things like ask to tour the kitchens at the places where he ate. He cared about food like no one I have ever known. We went out with him once or twice with his wife, and it was fun. His favorite place was a tiny little French bistro overlooking the bay, Le Fabuleux. Absolutely scrumptious. Seafood like I've never had. 3 or 4 complex sauces on one plate. Absolutely fresh sea trout. Delicious. We loved it. But I have to level with you. I left hungry. I mean, I know small portions are elegant and stylish and all of that, but we did leave Le Fabuleux a little hungry. Still, it was a great experience, maybe one of the finest places I've ever been. But I wonder what sort of experience Brian, or a gourmet like Brian, might have had in the deserted place where we find Jesus and the disciples today. It's a familiar picture, the feeding of the 5,000. Seen from most perspectives, it is pure miracle. Jesus provides for the needs of 5,000 men, not to mention the women and children who were there. It's pretty impressive stuff. But I wonder, if there was a true gourmet in the crowd, 1 or 2 true gourmets, who when ordinary bread and fish got served, maybe they were a trifle disappointed. Maybe they had hoped when Jesus invited them to sit down for supper, maybe they had hoped for something better. It's not that far-fetched, especially metaphorically speaking. See, I think a lot of people tend to expect the best from Jesus. I think a lot of people expect that Jesus will only send out that which is superlative, absolutely extraordinary. I think a lot of people even expect perfection, as they understand it, to come from Jesus every single time. And let's face it, bread and fish are pretty ordinary. That was the standard cuisine of Jesus' day. Nothing special. Even the disciples weren't impressed with the provisions being served. All we have is a bit of bread and fish, they say. It's possible that a few people there in that crowd were disappointed. Most were impressed, no doubt, but I wonder if a few were disappointed. And I wonder which sort of person I am. What do I expect from Jesus? And I wonder what sort of person you are. What do you expect from Jesus? It's easy to go to Jesus with very high expectations. I mean, expectations of some fabulous reply. It's easy to expect from Jesus some extraordinary sign of his presence, some impressive miracle, or some vision that we find undeniable, something that'll really knock us off our feet. It is easy to expect the extraordinary from Jesus. And maybe it's especially easy if we have become the sort of people who expect the extraordinary out of most of life. If we live in a pretty extraordinary house, for example, or if we take wonderful trips, or if we own fine quality possessions, for instance. I bet, if we want to be truthful, many of us here this morning have gotten used to, even come to expect, the extraordinary. And so why should Jesus provide anything else? All I am saying is that it is easy enough for privileged people, and that is you and that is me, it is easy enough to go to Jesus as gourmets, expecting the best. But there is one inescapable fact here this morning. Today, Jesus is serving bread and fish. Plain old bread and fish. That is the only thing on the menu today. Maybe you or I could be disappointed by Jesus today. You put somebody like my friend Brian in that crowd of 5,000, he could easily have been disappointed. Or maybe not. There's a little more to my story. 2 weeks after our night at Les Fabuleux, Carol and I went to eat somewhere else in Tampa, not a place we usually went, but we happened to go to a little shack called Buddy's All-You-Can-Eat Fish House. Other than being on the same side of Tampa Bay, Buddy's had nothing in common with Les Fabuleux, and Buddy's wasn't even clean. But no sooner had we gotten there when we see in line four more hush puppies. You're right, you guessed it, Brian and his wife Anna. I would never have imagined it. Brian must have seen that Carol and I were shocked, but he showed no sign of embarrassment. He said, as if to sum it all up, "Yeah, the food here is pretty ordinary, but I have never left this place hungry." Today, Jesus is serving bread and fish, but not just that. Today, Jesus is serving an abundance of bread and fish, a mess of bread and fish, an all-you-can-eat and 12 baskets leftover portion of bread and fish. It is ordinary, but it is also plenty. We tend to expect the extraordinary from God. Go ahead, admit it. We tend to expect the extraordinary. It is, after all, what we are accustomed to. But more often than not, what we get from God is a rich abundance of the ordinary. But the key here is abundance. God gives us every day an abundance of his love, and an abundance of opportunity to love others, an abundance of food, an abundance of sun and rain, and even an abundance of the very air we breathe, because that too comes from God, of course. God gives us everything we need every single day. Yet when we are not careful, we tend to respond to those gifts of God by thinking of those things as ordinary, nothing special. We are not terribly impressed. I mean, in our best moments, we may see them for what they are, but it is easy to take the ordinary gifts of God for granted. So what can we do? Well, feeling guilty gets us nowhere, so don't waste your time. Instead, go back to the source. Go to Jesus again. He teaches us how to pray. He tells us very clearly to ask for our daily bread. But how you ask is critically important. If we are not careful, we will be right back where we start asking God for our daily fillet of sole or something equally ridiculous. Today, ask Jesus for bread, just bread and maybe a bit of fish. It may be ordinary, it is ordinary. But I promise you that if you go to Jesus in such a way, there is no chance you will ever, ever walk away hungry. And if you ask for it, the miracle in the wilderness will happen for you. If you can be content with bread, Jesus will bless your bread and break your bread, and you will sit down in the grass and share in a never-ending feast.